Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah, we are 1 hour away from heading to, what does it say here, Donovan's Pub or O'Donovan's?
O'Donovan's.
That's the one down across from First Ave, right?
Yes.
They could use some love, although Timberwolves are coming back. They're back. They're already letting fans in.
Yes.
So maybe there's some people going to O'Donovan's.
Yeah, O'Donovan's.
Twins.
They had the outside open and the Loon and I think Glick's is open. And
oh, my gosh. Nice. Yeah,
no Twins game today, but... two more this weekend, and I know there's some Timberwolves, I think, Monday. I'm going.
Are you?
I'm going to the Timberwolves Monday and Wednesday, so maybe I'll stop by in O'Donovan's for a pint.
I think you should, Rocco. Yes. I think you should. Okay, so I was so happy to see that Andy Cohen this week had at least a couple
some
shows.
Normal people.
With there wasn't Bravo Celebrities from Summer House or Below Deck or
same. Elizabeth Perkins was on
with Margaret Josephs from the New Jersey Housewives.
Yes.
And I like Margaret. I get a big kick out of her. But Elizabeth Perkins, I mean, she Andy Cohen's jaw was dropping open because she just like casually it comes out because of course Elizabeth Perkins is the female lead in Big. That's how people first really probably got to know her in that movie.
So long ago with Tom Hanks.
1988.
Right.
Great movie. Totally just charming. But anyway, she told Andy that she said, you know, well, Robert De Niro was actually cast as Josh. And he's like, Robert De Niro was the original casting? And she,
Instead of Tom Hanks, we rehearsed
and did... You know, like whatever you call whatever actors,
Rentals.
The table reads or
right,
whatever.
Right.
And
whatever those actors do.
Do whatever they do. Read something from the machine.
Yeah.
But she said, yeah. And then it fell apart because he had a scheduling conflict that he didn't want to get out of, couldn't get out of it. And then she said it went to Tom Hanks. And she said, it really is a nightmare to think of the movie any other way.
It truly would be.
Robert De Niro. I mean, he's like 12 years older than Tom Hanks.
And crabby.
Yeah. But I mean, Elizabeth Perkins and Tom Hanks are like this, basically the same age.
Yep.
He's might be 62 and she's 60, but Robert De Niro is 72 or 74, so it would have had a totally different...
Totally different.
Glad that didn't happen.
And she, you know, has been... She's in the Moody's right now.
Yes, with Dennis Leary, and it's the second season of that show.
Has anyone watched it?
Well, we know Rocco hasn't. It's network TV.
That's right. I'm a network TV snob.
Yeah, and it has Dennis Leary. It has our people on it. Francois Armand, you know.
Yeah, we probably ought to check it out. But that one went by me. I didn't.
Totally by me.
Didn't make that one. And then.
I watched Rebel.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I watched
Katie
it.
Katie Seagal?
Okay, so it's the new Katie Seagal with Andy Garcia, John Corbin. And
Corbett,
him too.
Because that's a different actor.
Thank you. She is just a fighter for the people.
Is she Erin Brockovich?
She basically plays that type of a character. And she's got three different husbands. She has kids from three different husbands. Beautiful.
Did you like it?
I really did. I mean, initially it starts out crazy town, kind of a little bit like really.
Like Stumptown crazy? Like
yeah. Kind of like. Come on, this really wouldn't happen. No one would do that. But then you...
But it's TV, so...
It's TV, and you fall into the character, and she's just a passionate person who's funny and likes to drive great old cars. Like she drives a convertible GTO and an old Ford F-150.
Kind of groundbreaking, because Katie Seagal is like 67 or 68.
Is she that old? Stop.
Yes.
She's got a banging body, and she looks great. Her boobs look great. She looks so good.
She's blessed with these great, amazing cheekbones.
No
and
kidding.
And a gorgeous head of hair, but we have not had... This never happens where you have a woman...
Lead, like...
Way of a certain age, be this sexy, dynamic, in charge... woman. So
I'm glad, initially, before the first commercial break, I'm like, oh dear,
this is gonna be crazy.
But then I hung with it, and it was just good. So good. It really was.
Yeah, between Katie Segal and Rebel, and then we got Queen Latifah on Equalizer, yeah. And Mariska Hargitay holding it down on Law and Order SVU. Mm-hmm. Okay, Tom Cruise, if you have a moment tonight, Julia, if okay. you want to set your DVR for the BBC, Tommy Boy, it must be doing a little gingerly putting the toe. And now this is a repeat because maybe it did this air like last week or something. I don't know
what
how
is
it works
for?
With BBC One, the Graham Norton show.
Oh, so yeah.
It's taped before somehow when we see it over here. Do you ever watch that show, Rocco, the Graham Norton show?
No.
I do. It's
oh,
fun.
He's funny. He's funny. I remember when our nipples got on his show.
Yes.
He talked about our
yes,
nipples.
He did.
We were thrilled. But he is like a talk show host. You almost think it's a spoof because he's genuinely just cracking himself up, and it's not any kind of a serious situation. People, they just know you don't know what you're going to get with Graham Norton.
Yeah, so it's on tonight.
Tonight, yes. Okay. So Tom Cruise talked about his injuries during the Graham Norton show.
For Mission Impossible 17.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he tells Graham, I'm a very physical actor and I love doing the stunts. I study and train. And I take a lot of time figuring it all out. I have broken a lot of bones. The first time of any stunt is nerve-wracking, but it's also exhilarating. I've been told a few times during shooting a stunt to stop smiling.
Oh, for crying out loud. Because I'm having such a good time. He's so Tommy.
I know.
I'm curious to see what he looks like.
Same. Please DVR it.
Okay,
please
because that's so weird because I have another list like for Graham Norton show and I have completely different guests. I have Sharon Stone. I have David Schwimmer. I have Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer who have that new movie coming out on Netflix this weekend called Thunder Force. Those two are really good buddies.
Yes, they are.
And it's two middle-aged women who become superheroes after Octavia invents a way to give people superpowers. So this is on Netflix this weekend.
Well, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 is coming back. Nia Vardalos.
What's her name, Rocco?
Vardalos?
No, Nia Vardalos.
Vardalos, yeah.
Vardalos. Confirmed it's happening. We've been trying to film a script I wrote called My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3. She had to come clean, she said, because one Greek family member found out. But it might be too John Corbett a little bit in the news because he's in Rebel with Katie Segal.
Right.
And she said everybody's been asked back, but it's happening. And so maybe the third one will be good. Like, you know, I love the big
and Meet the Faulkners was so fun and all the
Faulkners.
It wasn't Faulkners.
No, that's
the Faulkners.
Yeah, he was.
Be very careful. Yeah. Right now.
I know that's why I said it probably the way I said it.
Yeah.
They had three good different.
Yes, they
things
did.
With Ben Stiller they and did. Barbara Streisand and Jane Fonda, whoever the hell was in it. Robert De Niro, wasn't he in it?
And yes, Streisand. He was in the.
I thought those
Faulkners show.
Yes.
So yeah, I think I was just looking up this Tom Cruise thing, and I'm seeing that it might be delayed or moved.
Yeah,
because
the Tom Cruise,
Prince Philip.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
They're the programming is kind of like changing. They're not going to. There's a bunch of stuff. Like I guess there's some baking show that was going to have its finale tonight.
And they've canceled everything to have 24/7 coverage of Prince Philip.
Now, how do you guys watch this Graham Norton show on BBC?
BBC. Yeah, BBC America.
Okay. Speaking of Tom Cruise delays, I don't know if you saw that Top Gun Maverick. Which was supposed to be last December. Then it was going to be July 2nd. Now this is being moved to November.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
People. Everyone
that's
wants to delay our fun.
But that's a summer
movie.
Yeah,
I know it is. Everyone wants to delay our fun, damn it. We're ready.
I wonder why they're doing that. I
movie
wonder
if theaters.
They're worried that people aren't going to go inside the theaters. I don't know. People still like to go in theaters.
I would
in
like
July
to. Today would be a perfect movie day.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Listen, we don't want to cut into any of your delicious.
Are you sure?
Well, we could go on and on, but we won't. We'll be right back.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if.
And now. Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right, people. Guess what today is?
Friday.
Woo! It's Friday. It's AMSR day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Autonomous sensory... autonomous sensory meridian response day.
I'm rubbing my beard. How does it sound?
It sounds scratchy.
Okay.
It sounds scratchy.
Lori's ripping paper.
She is. There you go. I hope people are enjoying spending some time with it today.
This will be a really good YouTube.
Oh, stop. Stop. All right. Enough. All right. So here's other things that are happening today. This study came out yesterday that in the last year, the percentage of time we spend on apps a day is up to 4 hours.
Yeah.
This is a study of duh.
Four hours a day.
This is a surprise to absolutely nobody, except for maybe you, who's just heard the song.
4 hours a
up
day.
Up in here, party up by DMX just now today.
Listen, I gotta, you know, I don't have time to listen to everything. Frogs usually mate with the equivalent of orgies. Now, that doesn't make
sense.
That
is a fact I would like to know more about. Not that I've ever want to come back reincarnated as a frog.
And the males will sometimes temporarily change their colors so other males won't try to mate with them during the chaos.
Well, because, you know, holes are everywhere.
There are.
For the little froggies.
The frogettes. The froggies, as it were.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Wow.
Here,
did you get that from the machine today?
I got it from the machine. I got a couple things from the machine. I got a couple things from the Star Tribune machine. I looked at a different machine. Okay, but this is a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Hands down, who's the most stressful person in your life?
Trustful?
Most stressful?
Yeah. Stressful.
Stressful person in your life.
You too.
I knew. Yeah. So you say me.
Yeah, I see you.
And Rocco.
I'll go with you also, Julie.
That's just so nice. Okay. Well, according to the study, number one is your spouse or partner.
No.
Number two is your boss.
No.
Number three are your parents.
No.
Number four are your kids.
No.
Number five, another family member.
Yep.
That's me, because Lori and I are related. And number six, Rocco, a coworker. And then number seven, a friend, and then an ex. I'm the most stressful person in your life.
Well, that just shows that we don't have very stressful lives. We're doing okay.
You get the most stressed of anybody because you're a Virgo and you can't help it. Yeah, that's just a fact.
Because I care.
Because you care and you can't help that either.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Rocco and I, we're
don't
cancers
care.
And we don't care.
Don't care. So I bear the burden.
We're like, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't fly
more
that
laid
way.
Back about a way about it, and a Virgo just does not, which is why there are more CEOs that are Virgos than Cancers.
And I'm like, what was your marching direction for me this week, Rocco?
From you?
Uh
huh. Pay attention to the show. Oh, answer the phones.
Yep.
Yep.
Kind of key.
Yeah.
Kind of key. That was a new one. What was the other one? Pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah,
now, see, you are the most stressful person
because I'm asking people to do their jobs.
Julia, it doesn't matter. It's stressful. You're a taskmaster.
I find that very funny. Okay, anywho, well, I'm glad to know that I bring stress,
and I'm glad that Rocco and I feel safe to share this.
Yes,
and that nothing bad will happen to us, Rocco.
That
that's pretty liberating.
Under the bus.
It does feel good.
Yeah, but that's pretty liberating that we can say that and there won't be any repercussions because at the end of the day, what power do you really have?
It's funny though, when you made the list, you're like, your spouse, and we're like, no.
Yeah.
Boss,
yeah. Was that really funny?
It was. Thank you for giving us a gift today.
Family was higher on the list than coworker.
Just by one.
Yeah. That's funny. All right. Well, other people, I hope
that
you,
better be the YouTube.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Traynor.
And I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
I hope other people can understand why I would maybe have that stress.
What?
That I just want, you know.
You don't need to explain yourself. Mm-hmm. Rocco and I, as we said, we don't care.
Don't care, which is also another really...
It's real liberating sometimes.
I'm sure it is for you too, little yahoos. Okay, if you are thinking about other things, Lori, you would know this, I think. Do you believe this is true? In Japan, it's considered good luck if a sumo wrestler makes your baby cry?
I don't know, but I...
It sounds so wrong, but it's true.
I do know when I go to Hawaii, and if I happen to turn on the TV and there is a sumo wrestling match from Japan, yeah, I will watch it.
You do like that?
Yeah, well, because we watched it when we moved to Japan. There was nothing on. There was no, you know, it was all Japanese TV. At least wrestling, sumo wrestling, reminded us of wrestling that we could watch on WDIO in Duluth.
There you go.
With the Baron, the Claw.
Oh, the Claw. All those on Saturday guys. On Saturday mornings.
I think it was Saturday morning.
It was always Saturday. Gagne, that stuff, it was Saturday
Vern
morning.
Vern Gagne, yeah.
I'm still reeling that I'm the most stressful person in you guys' life, but I'm letting it.
We're
you can
not
see.
Reeling, and we feel really good that we can be so honest.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm not going to hold it against you?
Yeah, and you're not going to feel bad, maybe for an hour. And then
I really don't even feel bad, because what I've talked about, the level of stress by the things that I've pointed out, are not a big deal. Okay, to other people, they could maybe understand why I might be stressed. 1 in 3 people like watching TV with the subtitles on. Now, this is something...
This is a pandemic thing that's happened.
But the people who are liking it are the younger people.
I like it. I mean, I'm not that young, but I enjoy it.
I think a lot of people like it because we're watching a lot of international shows, and sometimes accents are mm-hmm. absolutely impossible to understand, or
impossible.
They speak too fast. And if it's Scottish or Irish or British sometimes. And
you know what else I notice sometimes? If I'm snacking, like maybe I'm eating like some tortilla chips, yeah. uh-huh. then it helps to have the subtitles, because otherwise I'm crunching too hard, too
and
loud,
can't
and
hear.
I can't hear the TV.
That's true. That's true.
Because there is this other thing later, you know, that everyone, while they're watching TV, about 90% of people have their cell phones in their hands while they're doing it at the same time.
You're not watching TV.
Huh?
Then you're not watching
TV. No, you watch the 25-year-olds, the 20-somethings. They've got their thing, and they're watching TV at the same time.
I sometimes do that, but then then that show needs to be sort of a background show.
100%.
It's got to be Housewives. Like, you couldn't do that.
It could
that.
Be a Twins game.
Like, right. You couldn't do that with Call Your Agent.
No, you couldn't. Call Your Agent, you have to read. You have to read. But I remember when Dad used to stay with us, and the kids were little, and he'd had to have on the closed captioning. And we'd be watching a football game, and the closed captioning would be going over the plays, and it would be going over the scores and everything.
Yeah, it is kind of a blocker.
Yeah, it's annoying for sports. I agree with that.
It is for sports. But the thing I always loved about it with the other shows is it was teaching my kids how to read.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Rocco, if you do that with Rocco at all. I kind of thought, oh.
Bruno,
I know.
It happens.
All right, we've made no progress except for to find out that I stress out both you two.
Well,
boss.
But I keep looking over the phones to make sure they're not ringing. So
and you talked to us.
Something happened. Yeah,
this is so maybe it worked.
Yeah, it did. Thank you, Julia.
But there's the YouTube, Rocco, for the day.
Not a problem.
Yeah, right.
We're here to please everyone. We'll be back.
We'll be back with new music. Let's check in with the Rhodes, Holly.
Is this the song that is not a bop?
Yes. This is Taylor Swift, Mr. Perfectly Fine, which was not on the Fearless album and is about Joe Jonas.
Right.
And this is not a bop, as we
yesterday. Crazy. We had the craziest conversation over that.
So that's one of the new music songs today. The other song that we're going to play next is...
Okay.
Doja Cat featuring SZA, and it's called Kiss Me More. And I'd call it, you know, kind of a disco pop jam, but the music video is very, very sultry. It takes, though, it's like a got a space theme, but the hot guy, Alex Landy from Grey's Anatomy, is an astronaut who finds himself stranded on a colorful planet inhabited by two larger than life people, Doja Cat and SZA.
Okay.
So here's the song, Kiss Me More. That's the first single off of Doja Cat's upcoming album called Planet Her.
And
the song's called Kiss Me More, and you got there's a clean version and an explicit version.
I like it.
I like it too. Did you like it, Jules?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
All right, now here is our next little selection for you all, and that is Years and Years. I don't know this band, but here is the song Starstruck.
Okay.
Kind of Dua Lipa-ish. Okay, so that's the song Starstruck. I like it. I like it.
Ready to?
Yeah. We don't know anything about these people, huh?
Yeah, do you?
I don't think I do.
Yeah, I don't either, and I didn't bother looking it up because I had to keep finding the other new songs of the day. Luke Bryan, who is the deadly dull American Idol judge, but a good country singer.
I love his music, though. Yes, I really do.
He has a brand new album out. It's called Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. And this song is called Waves. Brian will be going He'll be going on tour this summer. So
I love it.
Yeah. I think he is going to be like at Weave Fest.
Oh, I love it.
I think so. So, yeah. So that's Waves. That's his new song. And then we have a new song from J Balvin and Khalid, and it's called Otra Noche Sin Ti.
Which I think
easy
is
for you to
another
say.
Night without you.
Oh, I was thinking it was 888.
No, Otra Noche Sin Ti.
It's fun.
It is.
It's got a good beat. It's got a good salsa beat. You could move your hips. Yep, yep.
Makes me think of a few nights in my life that I spent with people who we did not speak the same language, Julia.
No.
Yeah. One time a whole weekend with somebody who he didn't speak a word of English and I didn't speak a word of Italian. To Leo. We just spoke the language of love and music.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good weekend. We should do a whole show about that weekend.
The language. Oh my God.
We broke into a villa. Okay. And he told me it was his to Leo because he couldn't speak it, but his friend Franco said it belonged to his friend's parents who wouldn't mind if the four of us were going to stay there. And it was like out, you know, like by the Villa Borghese.
Yes, Rome.
And that, they got a ladder and we went over this big high wall.
I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, it's because Lori and I have spent so much time with each other over the last 30 years.
Well,
I mean, you tell me every single story of your debauchery.
Have you ever spent a weekend with somebody that didn't speak the same language? You know, for a whole weekend.
Yeah, and I could confidently just say, nope. Not even a night.
You should try it. Maybe this could be something in the dating.
Oh, sure.
Thing. You know, find somebody.
Someone who doesn't speak my language.
Travel to a country, Julia, and
just see what happens.
When do you're available. But anyway, Otra Noche Sin Ti.
Just, Rocco, do you love how she wants me to just go off and just have these?
So you can tell me about your.
Yeah, we want to hear yours too, Julia.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
My kids live in town.
Okay, that's true.
Okay.
You know that. You know I'm... No.
Yeah, you're very tight to the vest with your stories, even when you were married. Yeah.
Because I'm married.
No, I'll tell you why you
are. I didn't want to tell
you about our life. I know why you do this. It's because you have children.
I just said it.
Yeah, both of you.
You
want to pretend that you were mother virgin...
I still am.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you don't want, for some reason, it's this thing that happens to people when they become parents. They want to.
You don't want your kids to be hearing from their parents' friends stories that they heard about your mom.
Julia.
Because that's how it would go down the line.
Right. But Julia, if you were fortunate to be blessed with parents who called each other Booby and Weenie, it is not, it doesn't seem unusual to know about love lives. When your parents have that nickname.
Understood. Yeah. And my mom and dad called each other asshole and asshole.
Oh, no.
Well, they were Boobie divorced very early on.
Yeah, Boobie and Weenie were very much terms of endearment.
Yeah, no, house. We didn't, you know, again, the things my kids would hear from their parents, friends of their parents, about what we'd say.
I understand.
And so to the point where I called them thing one and thing two, I never used their names. Right. I never barely acknowledged them. And it all started, and I'm going to tell you the story where it all started, when my kids were really little and they went and played baseball. And remember, they didn't wear underwear.
Oh,
under their jockstrap or something
and you
happened.
Shared it on the air,
and I shared it on the air, and they were mortified.
Right,
just mortified that I would tell ever tell anybody.
Well, they still don't wear underwear, boys. If you're listening,
no, and they,
I said it.
They were so itchy because my boys were always on the same teams because the little one would always play and the other one's up on the other one's teams. And I remember just watching them out there. I'm like, what's wrong with those two? Do they not have on underwear? Or what's
because they
on?
Were digging and picking.
There was going on underneath their
things were sticking. Even with their little boy grapes.
Oh my gosh, it's so long ago now. But that was one that they were just, Mom, I can't believe you talk about me like that.
Oh, Lord. All right, we have one more song, 21 Pilots. This song is called Shy Away. Yeah.
Not that great. Okay. I think I really have to admit that my favorite was Kiss Me More by Doja Cat and Waves by Luke Bryan.
Okay, and Waves, getting back to that, that was an album actually he put out last year, and he was going to tour last year for Born Here, Live Here, Die Here.
Sure.
It still went gold certified, but because he's going to be back out touring, this is, that Waves is a bonus track to the deluxe version that they're now selling of that album. Because that's, you know, what they do.
Yes.
Is at a deluxe. Because, I mean, it didn't really get a... I mean, it still was gold certified, but he wants to get out there. So anyway, that album came out in 2020, but that is the bonus track song.
All right, got it. We got to give a shout out to Scott, who's listening right now. He just wants us to know he's listening. Just someone...
Wearing his underpants or not?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure. I just got this little note. Will you give a shout out to my friend Scott?
And by the way, Dolly Parton launched her own ice cream flavor, and fans were so excited they crashed the whole damn website.
Strawberry pretzel. I mean, I've done it. Who doesn't like... It's the salt, it's the crunch, and it's strawberries. I mean, wow. I've had that combo.
You have?
Lori, what haven't I put in ice cream?
I don't know. What
actually,
have you? There's, I can think of a couple things you probably haven't tried with caramel and nuts, you know. I don't know, but that does actually sound good. The strawberry and pretzel.
Because it's the salt, it's the crunch, and it's the strawberry ice cream. There's something about it.
Yeah.
It's good. All right. I had something for you guys. All right.
Music?
So I don't know if you heard this earlier in the week, that at Wanda Sykes tweeted out, I need at Mariah Carey and at Bruno Mars to collab, period.
Oh, are they going to do it?
I don't know. And then Mariah wrote, I'm going to need you to do your stand-up comedy, please, Miss Sykes. And yes, to the Bruno moment, come through Mr. Mars.
Mm.
So I don't know if Mr. Mars has tweeted back.
I don't know.
And when does that album come out, speaking of new music?
The Silk Sonic?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm going to leave the door open.
Mm-hmm.
Play that song right now. That is my jam. I love that song.
That is kind of the song of the year
It is the song of the year so far. I'm going to leave my clothes on. Door open. What you want?
Leave the Here door. It's just the one song. It's a day, an album, an evening with Silk Sonic, but we don't know when it's coming out.
And it's just this song so far.
It's just this.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
Okay, this is Michelle Pfeiffer. It's on the cover of Town and Country magazine. The interview is called Then, Now, Forever, and here's the quote. It's easier to have a French exit these days than it was many years ago.
Okay, wait. Michelle Pfeiffer is on the cover of what magazine?
Town and Country.
It's easier to have a French
exit these days than it was many years ago. Can you Hollywood
I wonder if
speak?
It's like the Irish exit.
The Irish goodbye?
The Irish goodbye. Thank you.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Same thing.
That's what it is, Joy. Explain
it is?
What that
okay,
is.
Okay, the Irish goodbye is when you sneak out and don't say goodbye.
That's right.
And so the French exit is you sneak out and don't say au revoir.
You leave a social setting. That's right.
I love to do this.
We both do this
all the time. If people at my house, I go in my bedroom and go to bed. Wow. I just did this last Friday night.
Rocco, do you employ the French exit or the Irish goodbye?
I think I'm guilty of both.
They're the same thing.
Sometimes I do the Minnesota goodbye where I'd say goodbye forever, and then sometimes I sneak out.
I see. Is that the Minnesota goodbye
I guess I better be going.
I'm leaving.
Anyways, let's see. Yeah, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I like knowing that it's called a French exit, and that is the name of her movie that she's in.
Oh.
That's coming out, and she plays. It's called French Exit, and it's a dry comedy about a formerly wealthy Manhattan socialite played by Michelle Pfeiffer, whose husband dies. She finds out there's not much money left, so she leaves New York City and goes to Paris with her adult son and her cat. And she's teaching him different things. And apparently the French exit
is part of the plan.
Is part of this, and I don't know if it's a bigger part of the story, but...
Right.
Anyway,
I'd heard of the
Irish goodbye.
Yeah, the Irish goodbye. Okay. But I like the name of the French exit better.
Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Apparently, Elon Musk is putting microchips in pig brains and seeing what happens. He's got a side project called Neuralink, and his partner in this microchipping of pigs, watching the brains, he said. The only thing stopping us from making a real life Jurassic Park is motivation.
Okay, I totally believe this. This man will stop at nothing. Okay. I mean, he has he's on 24/7. His brain is working 24/7. How could I send people to a different planet? How do we live over here?
Of course, he wouldn't have a normal hobby like the rest of us.
No, he's not normal. That's why he is a gazillionaire, a billionaire, and he is.
But his partner said this, that the only thing stopping us is motivation. I would say there's one giant buzzkill between Elon Musk, his partner, Neuralink, and real-life Jurassic Park, and it's called science. Okay?
Yeah.
It's called science.
Well, Thomas Dolby famously did science, poetry in motion. I'll remember when my friend. Now here's an international story.
But no amount of wishing, hoping, throwing billions of dollars, praying, wanting it is going to bring dinosaurs back to life.
But he could make his own fake dinosaurs and have a dinosaur park.
Okay, but it's not the same. So just whatever, Elon. Okay, Catherine Zeta-Jones is giving an interview. Of course, we're lying about her age.
Well, her husband is on the cover of AARP magazine. Michael Douglas, The Joys and Pain of Family, Creativity, and Being Curious and Never Growing Up.
Here's what she says, Julia. She said, I only eat real food because I have to in order to keep my figure. It's my dream to gorge on cakes and sweets when I get really old.
How sad.
Isn't that?
Gosh, you know, everybody who stops everything for the future, you know, like there is nothing like a good... I bought a coconut cake the other day.
Oh,
just a slice of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, just to have 3 bites.
Yeah.
Threw it down the disposal afterwards. Oh, you know how I roll. I only
and
bought a
key lime pie.
I know that I can't have crap around me, but I don't deny I don't deny bites.
Okay, but I mean it's her dream to gorge on sweets and cakes when she gets really old. Well, first of all, if you acknowledge your real age, 61.
Don't even
51.
Say you are really old, okay? Don't even go there.
But I'm just saying that. I mean, what are you waiting for? I only eat real food because I have to. So that means it's like all measured.
And no, portion she's control? Just saying because she's in Hollywood and that's her job. She has to look good on film, which adds 10 extra pounds, and that she really would like to not be so beholden to the diet.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
I mean, we've seen these people. They eat air. I would, if I was in Hollywood, I would dream of food too one day.
Okay. Here's something going on in Dr. Dre's big money divorce.
Oh,
according
Lord.
To the discovery referee that's working on the case, depositions from the mistresses may be taken, narrowly tailored to discreet subject matters.
Okay, say they.
There's at least three mistresses that have been subpoenaed to testify.
He's busy.
Huh?
He was busy.
But they don't want to be, no mistress wants to be out deposed.
No.
In a divorce. They don't want that mess. So this is like their mistress nightmare. But maybe it's not a mistress nightmare if you're dating a billionaire or an almost billionaire, Dr. Dre.
Right.
To me, it sounds like it's against all rules of Mistress 101.
Well, you would want a closed deposition, too, for the kids. I mean, I'm just thinking
the kids are adults.
Well, who cares?
The kids are adults.
I still don't want to know how shady your dad is.
Well, Julia, you know what? Sometimes people just need to know so then they can work on what their end of the will looks like. Okay? Right? If he's willing to do this to mom, is he going to screw me over and leave all the money to, you know, some charity?
Right.
Or something. Anyway, she's, but he's still paying his estranged wife
$2 million a month.
She's going to be turning around and paying for a lawyer, but they're married for 24 years.
She deserves it.
So
they've got the money. I mean, if that's their
and he was secretly moving money around and everything else. So she's got to do this. She's got to do this.
All right.
Okay, here's the headline. The Met Gala is happening, but
it's going to be the first weekend of May, the first Monday in May. It's happening, but we're only going to have 10 people.
No, Julia, the Met Gala is happening the second weekend in September.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
It can't be in the first Monday of May because of everything.
All right. Boy, September, I'm just going to let everyone know.
September's going to be one busy
day. We're never going to be here. Everyone's going to be out every single night. And when we are here, we're going to be sleepy because last night was so much fun.
Right. I hope so.
Mm-hmm. We're going to eat cake and ice cream. All right. We'll be back. Stay with us, Lori and Julia.